Blog Talk Radio.
I like being independent, not so much of an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself. Don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold. Someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. To shut people out, I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. And I know it'll be worth the wait. Oh, yeah, I swear to be good to you. Jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So with your
never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy,
but every song like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gown stretching the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
My friends and I would crack the code.
We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivation of Monday. Mm-hmm. It's your sexy host, Emma E2K. And allow me to live the fantasy, you know? I like to live the fantasy in the morning, in the night, in the evening. Anyway, that's another show. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I see everybody on the Facebook. I see you on the Twitter. I see you on the Instagram. Thank you for the love this morning. I almost didn't do the show this morning. Due to the devil's a liar, we have to make it happen. So I'm here. The show must go on by any means necessary. Shout out to the CEO, Lushy Lush, who's not feeling well and under the weather, but we still working, you know. We are still working, making it happen. Shout out to all those on deck. See you. Call in 347-826-7722. And, you know, say your good morning or just salute me on the Facebook, on the IM, however you're able to get at me. I appreciate you, and I definitely see your love. Real quickly, because, you know, this is what pays the bills, I have to go into the recap of yesterday's Grammy Awards. I don't know who's seen the awards. If you did, if you didn't, if you have any comments, make sure you post them and leave them on Emma E2K Facebook page. And those that are already on my personal page, because they personally know me, can leave your comments there. All those, you can leave them on Emma E2K on Facebook, Emma E2K Instagram, Emma E2K Google Meet, so Google Ableton. So the first performance of the 56 Grammy Awards, of course, was Jay-Z and Beyonce. And some people say they tore it off the frame. I have the video clipping of it on my E2K Enterprise networking page. On the group page, make sure that you join that page if you're about networking and getting things done. Then that's the group page you need to be in. It's active. I have a lot of information always running through there. Any job information is all posted in there. So make sure that you join that group page. It's E2K Enterprise Networking page. So that's the place to be. Anyway, so I got the video posted up there. Check out the video if you haven't seen it, if you missed yesterday's show. And let me know if you think, you know, that was the hottest thing. To me, truthfully, the hottest show was, I think, when Pink performed. She did her thing. Pink really did her thing, and she looked fabulous. And, I mean, I was extremely happy with her performance. The best pop duo group went to Get Lucky with Pharrell and Daft Punk. They definitely did their thing. So I'm going to run through, because I can't remember everything. I wrote a little bit of stuff, but I'm going to go through my Facebook page, because I sure was writing everything so much that Nez kindly posted. I didn't see the Grammys, but thank you to my friend Emma. I know who won, who lost, who sat next to whom, who was wearing what, who performed good, and who cleaned up afterwards. Ha, ha, ha. You know, he's so funny. But shout out to you, Nez, for knowing that you can count on me to bring you the info. All right, so I'm scrolling down. Whoa, I posted a lot of stuff this morning. Okay, so I'm scrolling down. So Album of the Year went to Random Access Memories, and those are the robot guys. Shout out to Pharrell, who did his thing yesterday as far as winning awards. And shout out to Nile Rodgers. Also, you know, let's see. The most powerful event of the night was when Macklemore came out and he brought out Queen Latifah. And they married 33 or 34 couples, like got married then and there while he was singing that song. And then Madonna came out. Whoa, like what happened to Madonna? I like Madonna. I liked Madonna back then with the cone-shaped bra. But the Madonna now, she's really, really trying to stay too young. And it's just not cool, Grace. You know, I age gracefully because, you know, she's made history. She really don't have too much to prove. I know she's a cougar and all that, but Jesus Christ, like, she came out looking like a cowboy that was, I don't know. Anyway, this is some motivational Monday. Shout out to Madonna. Okay. Oh, Lord. So, okay. So, all hail the queen. Queen Latifah looked fabulous. She definitely looked good. You know, like always, she maintained. Record of, we did Song of the Year. A lot of people don't, but it's a song I just finished playing, which is Lordy, Royal. So I'm Team Lordy all the way. I love this song. This has been my anthem song all 2013. So, you know what I mean? I like the song. And You'll Never Be a Royal. I loved it. Everybody loved it. Marianne loved it. Everybody that was on my check-in enjoyed it. I enjoy the song. I may just play it again. So, and then when Pharrell came out with Stevie Wonder, bring Stevie Wonder out to do his set, freak, oh, it was just, She up all night to get some. I'm up all night to get lucky. Freak out. That was hot. Old and new, mixing it together. Pharrell has been doing his thing. That's all I know. And Best Country Album went to Kacey Musgraves. And let me see what else. I'm still scrolling down, so I don't remember. I was just writing everything. Oh, Best Pop Vocal Album went to Bruno Mars. Shout out to Bruno Mars, who dedicated his Grammy to his mom that passed away last year. So that was definitely emotional. And, of course, the Beast of the Year went to Pharrell. And Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr performed. Shout out to the music legends, because they're legends. Already 50 years. I think February 9th, they made 50 years, the first time they ever performed. Like, who can say that about their musical career? Not that many people. And then the halftime of the Grammy show was hilarious. I enjoyed it. Now, the Kendrick Lamar and Imagine Dragons duo, that collabo, all I could say is wow. That's it. I had nothing to say about that, but wow. And Best Rap Collabo went to Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, who Jay-Z then dedicated the Grammy and to his daughter and let Blue Ivy know that this is her new golden sippy cup. Wow, yeah, I can see how much you appreciated that. So Best Pop Solo Performance went to Lordy, which I think she deserves it. I'm sorry. And yes, Pink was awesome. Her spirit is, I love her spirit. So she gets a big queen salute. Her energy is crazy. And shout out to Fun, who also performed with her right after she did her acrobatic stuff. I mean, I loved it. I think to me personally, that was the best show there. No disrespect to Jay-Z and all that, but I'm just saying, like, you see all that she has to do physically, and still sing while she's doing all that acrobatic stuff? Like, come on, really? You got to give it a song. And I always like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift played the piano. She did a nice piece there. And always powerful songs. If you listen to her lyrics, she is definitely a lyricist. Those words be mad deep. Ready to cut somebody. John Lennon, when he sang the song, give your all to me. You know what? The best part of that song is, what I love is, you're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Okay, guys, Valentine's Day is coming up. Listen, write this inside your Valentine's Day card. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, with you, I'm winning. Listen. Take my word. Add that to the Valentine's Day card, and you're gonna be an actual hit. I'm going back to some Lordy Royals because I can do this in my show. Good morning.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth gray.
love affair.
And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for affair. And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Monday, trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way.
God on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby, I want you. Na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy.
That was Drunk in Love. We've been all night. The performance of the Grammys, if you haven't seen Jay-Z and Beyonce do their Drunken Love from the Grammys yesterday, you need to check it out.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 oh. Tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm
I shout out to all those that are still finding themselves and don't know that they're lost. There's a lot of people in search in their journey, trying to discover themselves, trying to figure out their purpose. You know, it's not easy. This mission, this journey that you go into, trying to find yourself, trying to, you know, reinvent yourself for some people. And it's not an easy one. It's a daily process. But surround yourself with positive people in your family, in your workplace, just wherever you're at. Surround yourself with positivity, and things will work out, you know, really, really well for you. I mean, if you continue to be around bad energy, negative people, people that are always complaining and whining and never get things done, then you're just going to feed into that. But if you step away from that and you go around people that are getting up every morning and making things happen for themselves and for others, then you will want to do that too. So, again, you know, surround yourself with positive energy, and you'll see the change in your life quickly, too, because it'll happen very quickly. So I want to read a piece, of course, from The Secret, and it's Monday. So know yourself. Watch how you manifest the small things in life and think about how you felt inside with those things. Think about how easily they came. You will find that you thought of a small thing once and never thought about it again, and then it manifested. What really happened was that you didn't think any thoughts or speak any words which contradicted what you wanted, or the law of attraction was able to do its work. Let me read that again. What really happened was that you didn't think any thoughts or speak any words which contradicted what you wanted, so the law of attraction was able to do its work. You know, that's how the law of attraction works. And The Secret is a powerful book for those that haven't had the chance to read it. I mean, it's been read by hundreds and millions of people. But every day I always encounter people that still haven't read this book. And if you're in that journey, that self-love and that self-search journey, this is a very, very good read. It's a very good book to have. It's a reference book that you go back to every now and then. It's a pick-me-upper, and it's definitely a great, great motivational book that you just need to have. It's just, you know, some of the words there, and depending on the day that you hear it, it kind of speaks to you. I know it kind of, so, you know, just giving that that jewel out for anybody that wants to explore it. Shout out to all those queens doing the damn thing. You know, queen salute to all those women, single mothers, widows that are out there doing what they need to do for their babies and, you know, not caring about nothing, just getting things done, making sure them babies are fed and well taken care of. Shout out to you. Shout out to the mothers that have not given birth to these children and still make that same sacrifice for these kids and love them, if not more. Love them with that unconditional love, giving them kids a chance, you know, for a better tomorrow. Big, big, big salute, and my heart out goes to you. There's a song that I want to dedicate to all the women that are not waiting necessarily to be rescued. You know, not every woman needs to be rescued. Not every woman, you know, needs to be so sorry for. We're very powerful indeed, creatures, even though we're creatures of bad habits. And we sometimes go back into what we're not supposed to. But at the end of the day, we don't need to be rescued. We polish off and, you know, we keep it going. So shout out to all my street queens out there. This one goes out to you. Salute.
So things are bad. She came up for air. She said a little prayer. She found herself.
Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. Uh-huh. hoping the woman some mistake us for whores. I'm saying,
why spend mine when I can spend yours?
Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. Well, high heel shoes, getting love from the dudes, four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
Drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna hinchy,
come on,
mocha, chocolate,
what?
Real lady, mama,
one more time, come on.
Ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl fucked up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it. Cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be man enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist, cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, here on the last Monday of January. I'm blessed to be here. I'm getting ready for my born day, which is in February. You know, I start celebrating my birth February 1st, which is Saturday, which I'll be out in Tampa already partying, celebrating. Big shout out to Helen, and a big birthday shout out to Helen and to Jolie. We'll be celebrating their born days on the 30th, actually, but they'll be celebrating on Saturday. We'll be here in Tampa, and Helen will be out there in New York. Shout out to Lizette, who was out here in Orlando, and should probably be back home already in the BX. And shout out to all those that are traveling, trying to get away from that cold and all that snow and all that stuff that's going on over there. Ooh. Woo! Big shout out to all those that are enjoying 65 degrees and better today. That's me. Yes, I'm sending you some rays of sunshine through the airwaves. Can you feel it? Can you just feel it? I hope you can, because I'm sending it with all love and sincerity. I want everybody to stay warm, stay blessed. You know, just know that if no one else has told you today they love you, I sure love you. And, you know, even my stalkers, man, because without them, I couldn't really be here rocking out. So make sure you have a lovely day. All smiles. All smiles. That's all I want to see is all smiles. Don't forget to check out my website, emmaetk.com. Don't forget to check us out on the official website for the radio station, which is lushradioonline.org. Make sure you go and check out the pictures, the videos. Go to my website. Leave me some love on the guest book. Follow us on all the social networks, Instagram, MIE2K, Lush Radio Online. Facebook, MIE2K, Lush Radio Online. You pretty much get it, right? Lush Radio Online or MIE2K or social networks. Go to Google with Googleable, somos googleable, and you can pretty much find out all our business, because from what I see, that's how my stalkers get all the information. So shout out to all those. All those on the check-in, if you still want to call in and say a quick good morning, 347-826-7722. For those that are not feeling well and recouping from either an operation or surgery or just the cold, you know, get better soon, speedy recovery for everybody. I just want to know that, you know, everybody that I love or that I know is feeling well. You know, those are my sincere feelings for everybody. A big shout out to all those that live with that monster in them, that recognize and, you know, and fight that monster in them all day and every day. So this song actually goes out to certain people that have been hitting me up on the IM, letting me know that, you know, they're comfortable with the monster within. And hey, if you're comfortable with your monster within, then it's all good in the hood. But this goes out to you.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? It's no wonder you're losing your mind, the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan, pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood get spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
Well, it's good to be with, you know, friends with the voices in your head, you know. If you ain't got no other friends, you definitely got those. As long as you ain't asking yourself back, you're all good. You know, we all go through it. You've got to find a way, an outlet, you know, something to keep your mind occupied and busy in a positive state. So, you know, the monster don't bother you that much. But shout out to all those John Doe's, all those dealing with their monsters. You know, it's not easy out there. You know, life is hard, man. Life is really, really hard. But what it is, what's harder is not even, you know, making the attempt to try. Even harder, that's even sadder. So shout out to all those that have children and do it because they have kids and they want their kids to experience a better life than they experienced. Shout out to those that do it just because they know that they want to leave their mark. They want to leave their legacy very well written. So for whatever the reason you do it, you know, shout out to you. A big shout out to Will, who's on deck. I see everybody on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Shout out to my brother, the perfect stranger, who's always on the social network, on deck all the time. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to the Bronx, New York City. Everybody has always shown me love. Shout out to Sunflower. I see you. You know, just everyone that constantly and always shows me the extreme amount of love and motivation that allows me to do what I do. You know, people say that I motivate them, but I'm only a reflection of, you know, of my village, of the village of spiritual souls that always encourage me, you know. So that's how I stay encouraged. I keep a positive circle. And all those that are not positive and don't really have nothing going, I just push them to the side because it's really no, you know, who got time for that? I don't have time for that. I just have time to, you know, to grow. I have time to help, to care. And all I want to receive is just positive energy. And if I'm not getting that positive energy, then, you know, why bother? You know what I'm saying? You have to ask yourself. You have to wonder, why do we tolerate certain things that we tolerate? Why is it, you know? And try to find that solution, that answer for yourself, because it's like, why do we? Sometimes we just tolerate stuff that we're like, we know ourselves, we ain't got no business tolerating it. Certain people, they ain't got no credit or no merit, you know? But yet we do it anyway. So there goes the beginning of your journey, finding out why is it? Why do you accept certain things from certain people? And you know what I'm saying? And stop making it a habit. Because you do it one time and then you do it again. Anyway, shout out to my single ladies. I found a perfect song for my single ladies. And it was the first song actually that I played when I got on the air. So those that tuned in the middle of the show or, you know, didn't hear the first song I aired out, I'm going to throw this out as my farewell song. This goes out to my single ladies that are still waiting for their king. You know, don't worry. Your time is coming. You know, God works in it, not in mysterious ways, but God works in perfect timing. So if you're still single and alone, for a reason. So honestly, don't really rush it. You know, don't rush it. Shout out to all the single ladies. Again, shout out to my three queens. Shout out to all the queens worldwide that are out there doing their thing. A big salute to all of y'all. And this right here is for my single ones that are still waiting for their change.
I like being independent, not so much of an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself. Don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold. Someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. To shut people out, I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. need the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So if you're out there, your love song.